Have you ever wanted to start a podcast, but you're like, I have no idea where to begin? Maybe you're thinking, I don't have time to start a podcast. I am not tech savvy. Or I think the most popular one, I bet you lots of you are thinking, is I don't have anything to say. Today on the Possibility Mom Live, I have one of my beautiful mastermind members, Joanne Gillis, who actually works behind the scenes in my business on my podcast, to share with you the importance of a podcast, how a podcast can help an entrepreneur spread their message, and ultimately how a podcast can help someone's bottom line. That's what's coming up today on the Possibility Mom Live. Before I bring on the beautiful Joanne, I want to share with you that I think my houselessness challenge, notice I'm trying to not say homeless because my spiritual director is like, you're not homeless. Home is where the family is. You're houseless. I think my houselessness challenge is indeed coming to an end. And I say, I think just because we know we have some place for 30 days. And then after the 30 days, we are pretty sure we know where we're going after that. So that's what I mean. I think it is coming to an end. The moving every weekend and the like never knowing where socks are, that kind of stuff is all coming to an end. I'm very, very, very excited. My goal was to be in a house by Labor Day. I am in a house. But a permanent house, a more permanent house by Labor Day. That didn't happen. So now my goal is, okay, well, maybe by my conference in October, I'll be in a more permanent house. And it looks like that is going to happen. Speaking of my conference, check this out.
It's Lisa Canning, the Possibility Mom, coming at you from downtown Toronto, which is going to be the site of Wealth Without Guilt Live 2023. The conference to attend for the Catholic mom who is pursuing holiness in both business and in motherhood. This is the conference to attend if you're looking to serve God with your business, trust God with your business, and build a profitable business that will contribute to a thriving Catholic economy. Tickets are available both in person here in Toronto and online. And to grab your ticket, just click the button below.
If you are not watching my podcast on YouTube, what you missed was a cute little video of me on stage and me with people and all that kind of stuff to help you understand what it's going to feel like when you come to Wealth Without Guilt Live. Now, listen, I know we're getting really close to the event. So those of you who might be traveling internationally, maybe it won't be so easy for you to get your paperwork and whatnot in order, but you can attend virtually. And I really want to encourage you to do so by going to the link at the bottom of this podcast, or go to thepossibilitymomconference.com/2023 and sign up for your virtual ticket. But for those of you who are in the Toronto area or within driving distance of the Toronto area, come and join me, because what we have in store for you truly, I think, will be best experienced in person. And this is why I want to share this with you. There's going to be a lot of healing, or invitation for healing. And you can heal online 100%. You can heal online at home. But if you are able to just come and be with your fellow Catholic mom entrepreneurs, if you like, just to be able to like have those small intimate conversations that happen at conferences, that happen in the lobby of your hotel, that happen in the prayer ministry time that we have lined up for you with Kathleen and Jesse LeBlanc from the Catholic Date Night and Found Together, their music ministry. There's going to be ample time for that kind of healing and restoration, which is so necessary when you are a busy Catholic mom building your business in the margins of your motherhood. So if you are within driving distance, or if you're willing to fly in, obviously, if you've got your passport and all that and you can come and you're kind of on the fence of, oh gosh, is this really going to be worth it? I have always had the biggest ahas at conferences, and it's often come as a result of being out of my element. So you're not multitasking. You're not kind of cooking dinner while listening to something. You're there and you are present. You're able to meet people. You're able to pour into others. And all of this can be such a tremendous gift, of course. So possibilitymomconference.com/2023. Grab your in-person or virtual ticket. We are 2 weeks away. So like not next weekend, but the weekend after. And that is both invigorating and exciting and mildly terrifying at the same time. But I am actually like beyond excited. It's going to be so, so, so good. So come on down to the GTA. It's going to be a great time. Alrighty, my friends, podcasting. I had podcasting on a vision board or on a list or whatever you want to call it for like years. I was like, I should really start a podcast. And I put it off for a really long time. And I tend to put things off when I don't know how to do them. So when I can't fully understand something, I'm just like, forget it. I'm not even, it's like, I get very lazy if I'm being really honest. I don't want to do any of the mental work to understand what a podcast is. And it was my husband who was just like, can you just stop it? Like, he just was like, you know how to talk. And he just kept saying things like, this is a very powerful tool, like longer form content where you are able to get into something in a different way than a 90-second reel or 140 characters or whatever it is now on Twitter, or a short caption on a Facebook image. Like, he was just very like, you will have so much result as a result of starting a podcast. And so I personally started, and this is a very Lisa Canning thing to do, and I do suggest my clients do this, all the people who are in Wealth Without Guilt. If you're central, I didn't use this language before, but now I use the language of, if your central nervous system will allow you to just do something before you're ready, you should just do it. But I never really learned any of the kind of, I don't know what the words are, principles, I guess, just principles. I never learned the principles of what makes a great podcast. I never understood, how do you publicize a podcast? I kind of just started. I just started talking because I love, you know, if you've been following me for like 2 seconds, you know how much I love to talk. I could honestly, truly, I would just have coffee over, people over for coffee every single day of my life. I would host dinner parties every single day of my life if I could do that, you know? And in fact, when I have a house, I typically do. I am very prone to hosting people literally daily. My husband, like, is the one who really has to put a little bit of, it's very good that he puts boundaries on our family's time, but truly, I could have a revolving door of guests all day, every day. I love hosting people. And so I just treated the podcast as like, I'm just going to treat this like we're getting together for coffee and we're talking about something that either I've been struggling with or I've come on the other side of, or I might be just a few steps ahead of somebody else in, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then I met Joanne. Now, I'd certainly learn podcast strategies from other people, like meaning I would sign up for like the free challenge and this and that, but it just became never like a priority, if I'm being really honest. I kind of just was like, I'm satisfied continuing along this way. And then Joanne comes into my life and she was like, Lisa, like, you just need a few really, really like small tweaks and then you're going to see your podcast make a lot of money. And I was like, wait, what? Money? I love money. So I just was like, okay, tell me what these small tweaks are. And lo and behold, small tweaks happen. And I'll never forget, shortly after bringing Joanne on to do just one little like assessment, I can't even remember, to be honest. Joanne is going to have to remind me of this, but how we actually started working together. But I this is what I remember. I made a couple of the tweaks that she suggested, and I did a couple of the topics that she suggested would be helpful to do. And I remember I got a client, a one-on-one client, who said, I literally signed up because of your podcast on December 31. And that was like a direct result of Joanne's work. And I just was like, oh, wow, she really does work. So I'm so excited to bring on to the podcast today, Joanne Gillis. Joanne, welcome. How you doing?
I am well. How are you, Lisa?
I'm so excited. I really like, I mean it sincerely. I love podcasting, and I get that not everybody maybe thinks they can podcast, but I do think that everyone, truly, like everyone who has a business, particularly when you have a business where the business is like this, like coaching, talking, like where somebody really does need to have a sense of who you are. I really believe in the power of podcasts. But even with products, like I was about to say, oh no, maybe a product doesn't need it. But even a product, like when I know the founder of a product and I know where their heart is, I know where they get excited, you know, all those kinds of things, I want to buy their stuff. And I will consciously pick, you know, even if it's a more expensive option. I'm going to give you a really random example. Ballerina Farm. I don't think she has a podcast now that I'm not doing a good job of putting this forward, but because she shares so much of her life online, I feel like I know her. I feel like I know Ballerina Farm. I actually don't even know her first name. It's Hannah, right? Anyway, like I feel like I know her. It is so exorbitantly expensive for me to order in Canada all of her products, like exorbitant. Like I don't even think she ships to Canada. I don't know. All I know is that I looked into the pricing and I was like, I need to have something Ballerina Farm. Like that's the kind of association. That's the kind of thing I think that happens. And I personally think like, yes, Instagram is great. All the things are great. But there is something very special about long form content by way of podcast that I can't wait to talk to you about today. All right. So Joanne, for anyone who might not know who you are, what you do, please introduce yourself.
Yeah. So I'm Joanne and I am married to my husband, Keith, and we live in Vancouver in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. And we have been married for 2 years now, and I've had my business for a little longer than that. So I started my entrepreneurship journey as a VA, and I now am loving helping Catholic women in online business gain visibility through their podcast and grow their business sustainably.
So the name of the game there is sustainably. And I really want to dive into that. But before we dive into sustainability, why do you care about podcasts? Like, why are podcasts interesting, intriguing? And why do you think, because I know you feel the same way as I do, why do you think a podcast can really help an entrepreneur?
Yeah. And honestly, I think it's everything that you just said, but I used to also think that it was mostly for service providers, for those who provide coaching services and those kinds of things, until last week when one of my clients who is a product business owner was interviewed. And again, it was more about learning about her and getting to hear about her products, the stories behind them. And that's really what podcasting is, storytelling. And you know, the truth is that people don't need to consume more content. They want to feel more connected to you. And connection is what creates trust, and trust drives sales. So really, if you have a business, then it's all about creating that connection and that trust so that people will feel like they know you and will want to buy from you. Because I can't tell you how many podcasts I've listened to where I literally feel like I know them. I know the hosts, even though I've never met them, but I've just heard them so much in my years, over the years. And I've heard all kinds of stories of their personal lives, their business, their journey. They're sharing things in real time in a way that is just so relatable that you feel like, okay, I know you, and whatever you tell me about, I'm going to be more interested in.
So I can't help but go to the, like, mindset coaching me, because I've heard this so many times. Okay, great. So I can hear somebody saying out there, Joanne, that's great, but I have nothing to say. Or maybe they're saying, I could never do what Lisa Canning does. Like, I could never just share stories of my homelessness. Like, I could never. I'm a private person. What would you say to anybody who might be thinking any thoughts like that?
I can relate. And I think it's totally normal and expected. You know, not everybody has speaking experience or not everybody is comfortable sharing personal things, but I do think it's a skill. And I do think that it can be learned. I think we can start somewhere. I think we can start with sharing things about our business, and then maybe it might evolve with sharing personal things. You know, that's just something that we can choose what we want to share. But I think for the person that thinks they don't know what to say, it's what you're doing already. It's what you're doing already in your business. So if you are already helping someone in some capacity and people are coming to you for, you know, you're seeing patterns of what you're helping people with, of what they're coming to you for, what kind of questions they're asking, you can just take those and start there. And most often when we are, you know, along our journey, we come across things that we really want to go into depth into. And you can't really do that on social media. I mean, you can do a live. There are ways to do that. But I think to really just go in depth on a certain topic, on a certain question that you see a lot, and you really want to go into all the nuances about it, I think podcasting is a really good way to. And again, just thinking of it as a conversation with a friend, you know, what would you, if your friend asked you a question, how would you respond? And is that something you want more people to hear? Because if you do, then a podcast can reach more people. You can have a bigger impact. And so, yes, absolutely, we can overthink things. We can, you know, we can analyze whether we're going to have the right words to say, but really it's about a conversation. And if we, you know, that's kind of what I had to think about our conversation today, because mm-hmm. it's like, I don't know what I'm going to say, but really, you know, it's a two-way conversation. You're asking me questions, I'm responding, or, you know, questions that people have submitted to me that I can address. And that's where we can start. We can just start as simple as that.
I think everyone has something to say. You know, it's interesting. I was at I've moved to a new town, new school community. So I'm meeting all kinds of friends. And what's been so fun is because I, especially in Canada, have built, you know, for many, many years, an audience, there are women who are in this community who have been following me online for like 10 plus years. And now they're like, you're like, at my kid's school, like, you know, so it's been really, really fun. And so the other day I just had a conversation with somebody and they were like, I don't know how you do it. And I was like, what? And she just was like, you are very comfortable being vulnerable online. And I really just want to make this point. How vulnerable you are online is completely up to you. I have just chosen to do this because I don't know. I'm glutton for punishment. I have no idea. Just to be frank, like to be honest, there are certain things that I'm very comfortable talking about. I don't talk about everything, but I have personally, and my husband, we have personally just embraced, we're fine telling very personal stories. He and I have sort of I'm sure you can pick up on certain patterns. I'm not ever going to talk about my husband in a negative light online. Like there's certain things like that. Like there are certain things about our children. Like the rule of thumb that I follow is if my kids could Google me in 10 years from now. So when my son is 24 and he Googled me, would I be completely fine with him hearing, you know, how I talked about him at his age currently, you know, all that kind of stuff. So that's been a barometer for me. But my point is that you get to decide how vulnerable or how many stories or how much you cry or whatever. That's all up to you. But everyone has something to say. Everybody has a story. Everybody has something that they are a few steps ahead, even just one step ahead of somebody else. And so I just want to make that very clear that it's, you get to decide. And I wouldn't say I have like a literal rubric. I asked this to one of my coaches once. I was like, I bet you have a rubric. Like, I bet you have like a literal checklist. Cause he was kind of just one of those kinds of people, very detail oriented. But it was interesting. He was like, kind of, you know, cause he is that, But he had interesting things like, I don't talk about sports. And I was like, what? He was like, yeah, like I just like nobody will ever know where my sports allegiances are. Like I keep that very private. I will never talk about my faith. And I thought that was interesting. And similarly, he was kind of like, and I don't really go into like religion. I don't go into politics. I don't, you know, there were certain kind of more typical ones, but I thought the sports one was interesting. He was like, I keep my sports interests and conversations very much private. And I was like, huh, okay, interesting. Anyway, but everyone has a story. So let's talk about story, Joanne. And how does an entrepreneur use the various stories in their life, whether it be very vulnerable stories or maybe not so vulnerable stories, but like how does one use stories in a podcast to grow their business?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think it boils down to what do you want to share about, you know, your business, if that's where you want to start versus your personal life. And, you know, as with any content marketing, it's you can decide whether you want to educate, whether you want to empower, support by inspiring them, whether you just want to entertain. And so once you've kind of decided how you want your self to be portrayed, how you want your business to be portrayed, just really what it is you want to share, you can choose those buckets, you can choose those categories in how you tell those stories. And it really just helps you narrow down what you want to focus in on. And sometimes just starting on those questions that you had when you started out in your journey, you know, what did you struggle with? What did you wish you had known at the beginning of your journey? Or, you know, how it is that you help people now? What are those questions that they might be facing now that might help them realize that you have the solution for it or that you can help them with it? And sometimes with storytelling too, it's really just even solidarity and helping people realize that they're not alone in their stage of their business, their life. And sometimes that's all it is you're helping people realize that they're not alone. And so it could just be, you know, what did you struggle with? What questions did you have when you were first starting that you know there's at least one person that's in your place right now because you're a step ahead of them and you want them to catch up or you want to solve it for them and help them get where you are and realize that, you know, there is light at the end of the tunnel. It's even just giving them hope, right? Through your story.
I have a really powerful podcast story. Jennifer Fulweiler, who I know many people listening will know who she is. She's a former atheist turned Catholic, then turned author, then turned radio host for a Catholic channel on Sirius XM, then turned comedian. That's like her new career path. And we've become friends over the years. I'm very, very grateful. But I remember exactly where I was. I was in a parking lot. I think it was Yorkdale Shopping Mall, if I remember exactly which parking lot in Toronto. And a girlfriend of mine, Jackie Lavery, props to Jackie. She texted me. She was like, this podcast is up your alley. And it was an interview with Jennifer Fulweiler. And forgive me, I don't remember which podcast it was. A Catholic female host talking about her book at the time, One Beautiful Dream. I had never heard anyone speak about motherhood and Catholicism and dream chasing the way Jennifer talked about it. Like before that, I'm actually like getting emotional, remembering the emotions, because up until then I had felt very, very guilty for my love of pursuing business, for my love of, you know, hustling hard. So quote unquote, for my love of wanting to build build an empire, like literally even those words, I just got a pang of like guilt saying it, but I had always felt really bad. And like, I didn't belong anywhere. Because I was like, no, but I'm also very Catholic. At the time, I think I had 5 kids. I was, you know, we were very open to growing our family. And so I always felt like I had like a foot in both camps and I didn't belong anywhere. And then I heard this woman talk about literally almost verbatim struggles I had had. And again, I'm getting really emotional. It's a hormone. It's 31 weeks pregnant hormones right now, but I can remember sitting in that parking lot and just being like, I feel seen. I feel heard. There's somebody out there who gets me. And I read the book afterwards, and I quote this in my book, The Possibility Mom, that right reading her book, One Beautiful Dream, is what helped me to finish my book, The Possibility Mom, because it just like, she had so many similar stories of trying to write a book in a parking lot, like literally like with her kids in the car, literal things that I was literally doing as well at the exact same time. And I was like, okay, if she can do it and she finished, I can figure this out too. I can finish my book. And lo and behold, now that is what launched what largely why you and I are talking today. I'm curious, I'm putting you on the spot. Do you have a similar podcast where you were like, wow, that like absolutely changed my life? Can you think of one that you listen to?
I can. So of course it was the Abiding Together podcast. And this was many years ago when they first, early on in their seasons. And I was traveling, I think it was between Vancouver and Toronto for work. And I was contemplating an invitation to join ministry at my church and lead a faith study. And I remember I just had all these questions about it, all these things I was debating. And it was their episode that I listened to. And I can't remember the content of it. I can't remember what exactly it was, but I just remember everything that they said in there was speaking directly to me and kind of addressing all those fears and those doubts that I had. And I just felt really convicted after listening to that episode that this was what God was calling me to do at this time, that that I needed to say yes, even though I didn't know how it was going to turn out, what those outcomes were going to be. But it was just something that I felt really convicted to. And it was that episode that helped me make that decision. And so I am sure that there are people, a lot of people that can relate to making decisions after they have heard something that really addressed their concerns. I think that's the Holy Spirit. I think that's the Holy Spirit just kind of speaking and using anything that we need to kind of speak to us. You know, that's something audible that, and again, I typically hear the voice of God through people speaking to me. Mm-hmm. That is typically how I hear. So for me, and I think that's why I just love listening. Again, it's something that I've always done, is I've been a good listener. And I think in today, where we don't have phone calls as often maybe as we would have, say, 10, 15 years ago, I think having a podcast to listen to, you're literally inviting someone into your everyday that can speak to you. You are choosing what you listen to. You are choosing who gets to influence you almost without realizing it. Mm-hmm. But you are choosing to connect with someone on a deeper level, and they are getting to speak life into you. They are getting to, you know, a lot of my faith formation has also been through audio, mm-hmm. through podcasts, through Hallow right now, through audiobooks. And so I think there is something very intimate, very impactful with audio.
The word intimacy is interesting to me. Like, I remember listening to a Pat Flynn podcast. This is years and years ago, like maybe 2015. And I remember him saying, think of just how intimate it is that somebody is in your ears, like your ear pods, like it's so intimate. It's even more intimate when you think about it than like sitting 3 feet across from somebody. Like they're in your ear. And so there's just such an opportunity. And it's something I personally try to not take advantage of, or I really do think about that. Like somebody is giving me 40 minutes of their time. So I really do try to think about what is going to help them in this season that they're in. I also just want to make a very quick observation about you. You use no filler words. And I'm really curious if that is because you have edited so many podcasts where you have to remove. So if anyone's not familiar with what I'm talking about, like, I'm very observant of these things, and I don't think you have used maybe one. Like, is it because literally you've edited so many podcasts that you know you're going to have to edit yourself say,
Well, first of all, thank you for making that observation. That is something that I am not. So yes, I do edit a lot of it, but I'm not skilled at speaking, right? Because I'm behind the scenes a lot. So it's very interesting that you make that observation. But yes, I do. I definitely do edit out filler words a lot. And I think, honestly, I think that's something that people that are first beginning with speaking, that is something that just comes naturally because you are processing. That's kind of how I look at it, right? You're processing. And I think it takes skill for sure to not use filler words. I think it takes intentionality. I think it takes definitely being conscious of it, because it does, when you're listening, and I think it depends on the person. I think we've become used to listening to filler words, but there is something about the clarity, or just how something that's concise, how it can really land differently versus if there are so many filler words, because it really breaks up the listening experience when you're listening to something that has so many ums or ahs and different filler words that by the time they finish that sentence, you don't know what they started saying.
I love it. Okay. So, listen, just such a fun observation. Like I, as I was listening to you, I was really quiet.
Thank you.
All right, so let's talk about how you do support podcasters. We just talked about how you edit. Now I'm conscious. Stop using filler words, Lisa. But let's talk about how you support solopreneurs, particularly with their podcast. Tell us about what you do.
So right now, I love everything about it, and so I do help women from start to finish. So from the planning stage, before they've even launched, before they've recorded, to publishing their podcast and then promoting it. So there's definitely many stages that go into it. I know it seems so simple because everyone does it, it seems like, but there's definitely a lot to it. And I think there's a lot that takes time that, again, people think that this is just the kind of time that I need to put into it. There are things that people skip to begin with when they're first starting their journey, which is all fine. You know, you got to start somewhere. You've got to DIY. You've got to do it scrappy, like you always say. But there does come a point, again, if you are doing it well, your business will grow as your podcast grows. And so at some point, you know, you do need to consider, okay, is this something that I want to get support with so that I can strategically focus on my area of expertise? So delivering the coaching services that only I can do and allow someone else to support me with the back end pieces that I don't need to be doing. You know, the host is the only one that can do the recording, the actual speaking. Anyone else can do the rest. And so I help people with planning their content, planning their podcast, the format, the structure, actually launching. So all the tech that's involved, I know that can be the scariest part before you start. And then once you do launch, promoting it, because again, no one's going to know you have a podcast unless you speak about it and unless you promote it. And so just how to promote it strategically. Again, it doesn't all have to be social media. I know that's something that people can get hung up upon, but there, again, are ways to do it strategically and leverage people's audiences. There's just so many strategies. And so I like to think of our podcast as an experiment, just like we do with our business. And so I am blessed that people allow me to experiment with them, because every business is different. Every podcast is different. Your goals are different with what you want your podcast to do for you, for others. And so the strategies vary based on that.
my favorite thing about my own podcasting experience is that it has allowed me to refine my voice. So, and I recommend this often. It's like, if you're just getting started, yes, of course, it's terrifying. And yes, do you want to go on a podcast and kind of incoherently talk for 40 minutes? Okay, no, let's come up with an outline. But the act of podcasting for me is what has allowed me to become the speaker I am today and the content creator I am today. Because when you create something for 40 minutes or whatever number of minutes you do a podcast, I'm just using that as an example because that's typically what mine run, people can listen and then they can ask questions. They ask follow-up questions. You can get to the heart of it yourself in a much more effective way. So meaning by talking it through, especially if you're an external processor, like some people are, you're able to gain clarity on the thing that you're talking about. So you might start talking about time management, for example. But then as you talk and as you prepare and as you then share it with others and people are asking you follow-up questions or sharing with you that, wow, that really impacted me. Your story about your minivan, wow, really impacted me. You wouldn't have any of that data and that intel and that experience and even the physical experience in your body. Okay, if you've been following me for the last 9 months, you know I've been really into the central nervous system. To speak is going to impact your central nervous system. Like you're going to get nervous. I still get nervous before things. But the more you do it, the more you can tell your central nervous system you're going to survive. Like, hey, like you've actually survived this. You've done a live show for literally like 36 months or whatever it is, right? I think there's also value in that. Okay, so there's a value for the like content part and for your body, your central nervous system. But let's talk about the value now for growth, for collaboration, for obviously turning it into clients or turning it into sales. Talk to us about, Joanne, what you see with your clients. And if you maybe have some specific examples, how can a podcast really impact your bottom line for all of those reasons I just listed?
Yeah. And I think collaboration is a big one. I think a lot of women like to support other women and like to support other businesses. And we can't always do it monetarily right out the gate. And I think a podcast is a great way to support in a way that is actually longer reaching. So, you know, yes, you can support by buying right away. And that's like a one-time thing. I mean, you can obviously continue to purchase from that person. But I think helping other people know about them, you know, is a way for them to get more visibility and more awareness and to support each other in a different way, especially if you have the same people that you're talking to. You know, it's the same people that want to improve their health and grow their online business together, for instance. And so there's so many ways to collaborate and to support each other and also grow your businesses in that same way. And really, you know, improve your growth and your bottom line, like you said. So even that episode that you were talking about where someone bought directly, you know, it's, again, it's one of those things where it's those questions that you might not think that, you know, is worth talking about sometimes. It just seems so simple. But I think through collaboration, you can ask those questions sometimes that everyone has on their mind. They just haven't had an opportunity to speak into because they think no one's asking those questions. And so there are ways to again, get really basic and answer those really basic questions. And really, you know, once you go down to what is coaching, how do I coach? What happens to me or what happens in my coaching programs? You know, what can you gain? What can you benefit by attending a group coaching? What is the difference between one-on-one and group and why, what are the benefits of each? You know, just things that are that simple and you think that everyone knows the answer to, but they don't, especially if they're new to it. And so it's just, you know, taking that step back and addressing those things, those questions that might cause someone to buy. And And I think what's really great about podcasting too is that you can have those links to direct you to your website, for instance. So yes, you can build a beautiful website, but no one knows about it. You know, they don't even know you yet, but you being interviewed on someone else's podcast would then allow them to know about you. You know, I can't tell you how many people I've come across because I have heard them being interviewed on someone's podcast that I'm already listening to. Yeah. And the first thing that I usually do is I want to hear more. And so I want to connect with them on their social, or I want to download their free thing because I'm like, yes, this is what I've been searching for. Yeah. So yes, there are ways to come across new people, new things, the things that you're searching for, sometimes you don't even know about. And you listen to an interview and you're like, oh yes, this is what I need. This would really help me right now.
And then on the flip side of it, I very rarely turn down a podcast interview opportunity. And sometimes, honestly, it's just because my schedule will not allow me to. So there are certain seasons where certainly I just can't even, like, I can't accommodate based on their schedule. My schedule, I remember there was this one woman, I really wanted to do it, but they were in, they were on the other side of the planet. Like, they were either in Asia or they were in Australia. And I just was like, I just cannot find, you know, if we can one day figure out where you're able to stay up late one day, or I'm able to stay up late. But the season I was in, it was just very not possible at that time. I think we actually, if I'm remembering the sequence, we ended up doing it, but like 6 months later. My point is that I hardly ever turn down podcast interviews because I love the interview process. I love because somebody asks a question that perhaps, again, I'm blind to because it's my own business or it's my own life, right? And so having somebody ask a question that perhaps you've just never really thought about, or you think everybody knows about you or whatever, can be very, 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 very valuable. I also find it's a lovely way to make a new friend. One of my favorite things about podcasting, both when I host and when it's on the other side, is you don't typically get to have 20 minutes of chit chat with someone who maybe is a famous influencer. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm going to just use Kristalina Everett for example. So I can't remember the sequence. I don't remember if I asked her or she asked me. I honestly have no recollection of exactly how she and I had gotten connected. Do you remember, Joanne? Have I ever told you?
No.
Yeah, I don't remember. But I had been obviously following her career, like many other Catholic influencers and speakers who I follow. I had been following her career for years and years because she and her husband, Jason, have been in the world for a long time, in the Catholic speaking world. Somehow I either got on her podcast or she got on mine. And then it just kind of leads to the little tiny 10-minute chit chat maybe you either have before the podcast or after. Then you're like, oh, wow, yeah, can you send me that recipe that you just talked about on whatever? So then you have cell phone numbers. And then it becomes just sort of like, hey, I was thinking about you based on our interview. Like, take a look at this. And just these friendships that have naturally developed as a result of either hosting someone on my podcast or being on someone else's have truly been a surprise. And just FYI, I'm sure this doesn't happen all the time. Like, I don't know if it's common. It doesn't happen every time I have someone on, just FYI. It's not like I become best friends with literally everybody on my podcast, but it has been an interesting, fun surprise for me, the kinds of connections and the kinds of further connections that can develop because you are having an intimate conversation even with your guest. There are so many ways that I could take this conversation, Joanne, honestly, because there's just, you are a wealth of knowledge on this topic. What would you go back and say if you could say anything to podcasters like me even? Okay, so I've been podcasting for, I think, 3 years. I only brought you on to my podcast team maybe a year ago. Does that make sense? Something like that. Mm-hmm. So what would you say to people who are just starting out if you could go back in time to some of your clients even who you work with now? Go back to the beginning. What would you tell them?
I think what you mentioned earlier, to start before you're ready, was a great one. I also think that if someone has started their podcast very much like you did without any external support. So just, you know, got it off the ground. I think that if you're in a position to get a new perspective, to get outside eyes on your podcast, is a good way to, I think it's really good to refresh your podcast every now and again as your business evolves. And so one of those things I would suggest is things like your show description. Does it still speak accurately to when you first started? Because sometimes we, as people are starting, they have an idea of what they want their podcast to be. The more that they publish episodes, it's kind of gone a different route, or their business has evolved and they are now talking about different topics, they have a different focus. And so really just updating everything about your podcast basically every now and again is a good practice to do, just so it accurately reflects where your podcast has grown. So your links, your art, I always say that everything can be updated. So I know that is something that people get really hung up about in the beginning. You know, what do I call my podcast? What should the art look like? What should it be about? You know, those are all those technical things that people get really bogged down by. And I always say, all of that can be changed. All of that can be updated. You can change it at any time. There are so many popular podcasts that had different names and focuses when they first started 3 years ago or 5 years ago. And I think that is healthy. That is natural. That is a sign of growth. And so you don't have to worry about, okay, this is what I named it. This is what it needs to stay forever and ever, because people are going to get confused. I don't think so. I think that's a myth. And so just take that pressure off. I'm giving you the permission to just start with something, anything, whatever you're being called to at this time, and it can grow and evolve. It should. So that is maybe the number one thing. Or I guess those were two things. And then I think just really knowing that, again, the tech is a skill, right? It can be learned. You can get people to help you with that. And you don't have to love everything about podcasting. You know, you don't have to love every aspect of it. Just like in entrepreneurship, we don't love every part of it. And that is natural. We love the thing that we are passionate about. That is our expertise. That is how it should be, right? That's what motivates us. But all those little things behind the scenes, like editing, guest management, promoting it, those are all things that you don't have to enjoy, that you don't have to love doing, and that you don't have to do forever. You can get help with those things. And so again, just know that there are people that can help you, that want to help you. And then again, if you did start it on your own, or again, so not everyone is a professional speaker, right? So I do tell people that usually when you begin is when you maybe need the most editing, for instance, mm-hmm. because you're honing what you're talking about. You're honing that skill of speaking concisely or not using filler words. You're honing all these aspects of speaking, right? And again, not everybody records their podcast live, which is a good thing because it can be edited later, right? It can be cut down, it can be made concise after the fact. So those are all things that can be done to, again, relieve the fears of what if I just ramble for an hour? Well, it can be edited down, right? So again, knowing those things, and the more that you publish episodes, the more or the less help you might need or the less editing you might need. And so just realizing that there is, again, if you are nervous about speaking, if you are uncomfortable, if you don't know that you're going to be able to get your message across in a succinct way, that this is a skill and it's a great way to practice. And there are ways to get around it. And there are people who would love to make you sound amazing.
It really is. I want to just emphasize that it is a great way to practice. Mm-hmm. A podcast is a great way to practice if you have any ambition to create a speaking career for yourself. But honestly, I think everybody should get good at refining their message, because everyone is a speaker, whether you're speaking to one or 1,000 or 10,000, like everyone is a speaker. Okay. So you've got two ways that you help people that I'm so excited to share with everybody, because again, I feel like I'm still just like scratching the surface with the potential of a podcast. And so I'm going to personally be participating in these things because I'm so excited. So tell us about the Catholic Podcast Launchpad. You currently have on your website, Chosen VA Solutions, a lovely little wait list pop-up that comes up. What can people expect in the Catholic Podcast Launchpad?
All right. So this is a small group coaching experience, and the purpose is to help you take action and get this goal, this dream of launching your podcast off your to-do list. And so it is a space where you get all the direction, all the steps that you need to take to launch your podcast. You get the accountability, you get the support, you get Q&A time, you get support from me. And really, I'd like it to be in 30 days. So how amazing would it be if you could launch your podcast in 30 days before the end of this year? You know, how would this impact your business in 2024? How much of an impact could you make in the lives of others through a podcast? And so I'm really excited to be able to bring this to maybe those who are even melancholics and phlegmatics like I am, who just need that extra push, who have all those fears and all those thoughts in your head about what if, what if, what if, all these things that have never happened, may never happen, and you just need someone to give you the things, tell you what to do, help you get it off the ground.
100%. And you can go to Chosen VA Solutions to learn more about that. Joanne also developed, now I have to say, so Joanne is in my mastermind. She's actually been in two rounds of my mastermind. I am so grateful that you are one of my OG mastermind clients. And so the mastermind got a sneak peek of a resource called the Launch Guide. It's a launch guide, your free podcast planning guide. It was so fun to watch the comments of our fellow mastermind sisters, because people were like, I have paid for courses where you are offering basically what I paid for. Like you are offering as much value, and it's completely free. So I want to encourage people, it is on her website, chosenvasolutions.com, and you can go find her free podcast planning guide. We've got a question that came in here via Facebook. Why don't we tackle that now? Love this interview. What if you want to have a podcast that has nothing to do with your business? Would you do it anyway or try to link to them? What do you think?
So there are hobby podcasts. There are podcasts where you can literally talk about what you love to talk about and that has nothing to do with your business. And I think, again, this goes back to connection and trust and people just knowing who you are and whatever fun thing you're talking about. You know, there are, I did hear that there was a genre of, is it mystery thrillers or thriller, something to do with, that is a very popular genre, and it has nothing to do, you know, again, people love listening to things like that. And so I think you can start a podcast about something that is not related to your business, because I think it's like, if you think about on Instagram, where you follow a farm or you follow, you know, something and you want to see how people are doing something, or it's a passion project and you just want to follow along, and it, you know, goes down to creativity. And so I think a podcast can be that creative outlet for talking about something and, again, forming community and forming a sisterhood or just connection of people that have the same interests as you. And that could naturally link to your business. And so, yeah, absolutely.
And I think the key message we're both trying to underscore here is people want to hear you. There's a friend of mine, she's really into pickleball. And I can't remember if she actually started the podcast on pickleball or not, but she loves pickleball. It's like such a passion for her. And she has started all kinds of things with pickleball. And it actually, the encouragement I was giving her was pickleball will actually, I think, support your coaching business. Mm-hmm. You'll get all these, there will be a, if you can imagine like Venn diagrams, right? There's going to be people who are only interested in pickleball, but then there are going to be people who are interested in business or coaching or need coaching and pickleball. And if you kind of put that Venn diagram together, there's going to be enough people there, or there will be people, I mean, who might be interested or might then know, oh, this is what she does for a living. Okay. I'm here for the pickleball, but this is what she does for a living. Oh, cool. And then the next time, you know, you get somebody saying, oh, I really could use a coach right now. They're like, oh, wait a minute, my pickleball friend. And I just, again, I've been through a very interesting season of life that I've been sharing with all of you here. And what I've now, and I'm like, praise God, I think I'm on the other end of houselessness. But what the fruits of this experience have been is all of this can impact who you are and then how you serve. I cannot tell you how often someone has come to me with a similar, not the exact same, like not necessarily houselessness, but it's come down to fear of the unknown or a lack of control. And how I have been able then to speak into and coach in a very different way than obviously if I hadn't been through houselessness to them, and that has helped them. And again, I just sort of, all of this is about becoming the person that God wants you to be in order to make the impact that God has called you to make. That little teeny tiny speck on the line or the timeline of salvation history is not an insignificant speck, but we need to embrace what happens to us. And I just, again, I think a podcast is just so powerful because it can in a way live forever. You know, an Instagram post can get buried under lots of other Instagram posts, or the algorithm can bury it, whatever you want to call it. But for example, you can Google somebody or you can Google, but you can search someone in the podcast, whatever podcast app you're searching, you can search someone and all of their interviews that they've had with other podcast hosts can come up. And so there's a little bit more longevity, in my humble opinion, to a podcast that I think can be very, very, very powerful. And this lovely lady on Facebook is saying, great answer. Thank you. If you could start a podcast, Joanne, what would you start?
Oh my goodness. I do want to start a podcast. I think it really would be to begin with to support women on their journey of entrepreneurship in those beginning years. Just all those things that really helped me back with making progress, with moving forward. And then also just the really practical things. You know, I found myself in my first couple of years of business just buying everything, like buying all the digital courses so that I could learn everything, so that I could do things faster and better. And again, I think those are based on my temperaments that I want to do things perfect the first time, which is just not reality at all. But I think I would want to just help people practically with the things that I've learned on how to take imperfect action, how to just really, again, you speak a lot to the mindset, and I think that has been a big thing for me. I am still, I think that's going to be a journey that I will forever be on, with just silencing all those negative thoughts that I have, again, had since I was a child. But also it's, you know, when you were used to having a traditional job and then you go to entrepreneurship, where no one taught you how to be an entrepreneur and you're trying to figure out all these different things, there's just so many things that I would like to share on, how to reduce that gap, I guess, how to bridge that gap, how to make the transition easier, how to just take little things, and how to not feel the pressure to do everything that you see everyone else around you doing. Mm. And I think that's just, you know, something that I think a big trap that just kept me stuck for so long, because I was seeing everyone say, okay, this is what they did to become an overnight success, which really wasn't overnight, But I was seeing all these different strategies and I got so stuck because I was like, which one do I do? And I was trying to do all of them, but I didn't do any of them. And so that's really how I found you in the mastermind. And I knew that I just needed clarity and I needed direction and I needed guidance and I needed to have that freedom to choose a path that, you know, doesn't necessarily need to be the perfect path, but you got to try something and you got to do something to know how it's going to land, to know if it's going to work without writing it off before even trying or writing it off before even starting.
I need to take a pause and just affirm you because it has been such a joy to coach you in the mastermind. You're very, very coachable and you have made a lot of progress in these areas that you just described. And it's just been my joy as your coach to journey with you. And it helps others. I see how your journey has helped many of the other women in our mastermind, your vulnerability and your openness to talk about the struggles as a melancholic and a phlegmatic. I think we could honestly do an entire podcast series. And in fact, we should. I should have you back. About entrepreneurship, but through the lens of temperaments, because there are things that will come more naturally to a sanguine like me. Give me a microphone, no problem. I'll fill 40 minutes, no problem, in my sleep. Whereas a phlegmatic, if I literally was like, here, I want you to go live for 40 minutes, that would, I think, put you into cardiac arrest. Like it's just, but it's very important to acknowledge. It's so important to acknowledge also, like, that's not bad. Mm-hmm. It's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing that that's what your temperament informs your system. And we want to set your system up for success. It's not to pigeonhole. It's not to say like, oh, you're a phlegmatic. So no, you're never going to do live video or you're never going to do recorded content, whatever. But it's not to say that. It's simply to say, let's work with how you have been hardwired. Let's certainly challenge the thoughts you might be bringing to it. But let's not negate it because that's not going to help either. That's just going to make you feel worse and impede your progress. Like I really, at the end of the day, okay, I could honestly talk to you all day, but there's just one last thing, sustainability. Why do you think a podcast is a sustainable way to grow a business?
So like you said before, it's long form content that has a longer life. So it lives on a platform that is searchable. That if you use it strategically and you add a blog to your website where you have, indexed and categorized all your episodes that can be found through Google, through SEO, then that is something when someone is looking for something specific, they can find your episode and listen to it years down the line where on Instagram or on social media, you know, you spend all this time creating this content that may or may not be seen by even all the people that follow you, you know, based on whether they've interacted with your content in the past or not. If they're engaging with your content regularly, they may not see it. And some of the content is only there for 24 hours. Some of the content, you know, again, if you do post daily, for instance, they may not see the one that you posted 2 days ago. They might only see today's, you know, depending on when they were on the platform. So there's just so many variabilities. And I just think that if you're going to spend time creating content, you want to do it on a format that can be repurposed, that can live longer, that you can talk about and refer to months down the line. Someone asks a question and you can literally link to your podcast and say, I talked about this for an hour with this person, or I went into depth on this exact topic and I literally could answer your question in so much depth in this episode. Go listen to this, you know, where I don't really see people doing that with an Instagram post that they did months ago, you know? And so I just think that as an entrepreneur, the one asset that is really in short supply is time, right? Like we all have limited time. And so if we are going to use it to promote ourselves, to promote our business, to serve someone in some way, then why not choose a form of content that has a longer life, has a longer reach, that is just going to give you more bang for your buck versus a social media post. And it's not to say that again, social can't be used strategically, but I think it should be used to promote your podcast and promote your long form content versus all your main content being on social.
Yeah. Love it. Joanne, anything else that you didn't get a chance to say that you want to say now?
Yeah, I just want to say, I think back to that download. So if you are considering launching a podcast and you don't know where to start, you don't know if you should, you don't know if what you have to say is going to help anyone, I really encourage you to get that download. It walks you through the questions that I ask everyone at the very beginning when they come to me to launch, just to give you more clarity. You know, these are all answers that you need to have before you hit record anyways. This will help you make all those decisions much more easily. It gives you a checklist. It gives you a workbook. And then I do have something exciting for existing podcasters, which is the top do's and don'ts. So if you are interested in knowing whether you're on the right track, what could be done to tweak it, just to tweak it a little bit to have it be doing more for you, I will be adding that to my website soon. So stay tuned for that.
ChosenVASolutions.com is where you can find all of that wonderful information. Joanne, again, I just want to emphasize you have been such a blessing in my life, to my business. You are so encouraging. I think that's probably my favorite thing about, and it is one of your spiritual gifts. Like you are just a very encouraging, positive presence. And I will miss the fact that I can't hug you in real life at Wealth Without Guilt, Toronto, but I'll get over it. I'm glad that you are you've really just been such a contribution to the mastermind and to my business and my life in general. Thank you, Joanne, so much. And everybody, have a great rest of your day. We will see you all again next week. Bye.
Are you a dream chasing mom who wants to keep God at the center of her personal and business development? If that is you, I want to invite you to join me inside of my brand new group coaching experience, Wealth Without Guilt. This group coaching experience is for the emerging or experienced business owner who wants to clear up her mindset, clear up her thoughts around money, around her mission, needs the reminder and the clarity that there is something that she uniquely has been called to do, and that unique mission has been placed there by God. Wealth Without Guilt is an experience where you will get live coaching from me on your mindset, on the thoughts that are holding you back, as well as practical training, practical skills on how to build a personal brand online via my over 10 years experience building a business and a brand both online and off. Wealth Without Guilt is for the entrepreneur who wants to ensure she is not going to sacrifice her faith, her family, or what matters most. She wants to build a business and build impact and build wealth, all while being the best mom, wife, and homemaker she can be. And you can join me inside Wealth Without Guilt today. Doors are open today by visiting bit.ly/wealthwithoutguilt. That's bit.ly/wealthwithoutguilt. I'd love to see you inside our community.